Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it sounds like dinner party music.
Oh, this is this is a new one that I put in recently. It kicks in a little bit.
Hi, hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up? This is 97.3, the Jazz.
Yeah, anybody like a hot toddy? Welcome.
I used to love hot toddies.
I'm not quite sure what a hot toddy is.
It's whiskey. It's whiskey.
It's alcohol and it's warm.
Yes, exactly.
I guess this is a happy hour, or qualifies anyway. We're going to bring it on into you. Thanks to our friends at GL Pools, swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Padres, yep, they're still going strong. And your pool should be going strong as well. Don't let algae, broken equipment, bench your backyard fun. GL Pools, mention the word radio for a free month of pool service. Padres win 3-0 over the Cubs today. Series even. Haven't talked a lot about Yu Darvish pitching tomorrow yet. I guess it'll be my fault if it doesn't work out. But there's really hardly anybody I'd rather have go. I just feel great about Yu Darvish in this spot. Do I think he's going to pitch 7 no-hit innings? No, I think he's going to give up a run or two. But I think he's going to keep you in this ballgame. He's going to give you every shot to win it. Because that's what Darvish is about. And I just... You know, I to me, this is what he's, you know, there for. Now, he's had some, you know, good moments and not good moments in the postseason. But last year, he was lights out for the Padres. And I'm hoping that he will be again tomorrow. But I ultimately think you're going to have to score 6 or 7 runs. Because if Darvish goes 5, 6 innings, you're probably not going to have Mordejón. You're probably not going to have Mason Miller. And I love David Morgan, and I love Peralta, and Brad Gley Rodriguez, and all these guys. But I don't really want to be watching them with a one-run lead in the, you know, seventh inning. So let's have a 4 or 5-run lead so, you know, we can bring them in. Because I think we're going to need to bridge a couple innings with those guys.
Do you want tomorrow a positive stat for Yu Darvish?
I do, yeah.
All right. He's pitched a lot at Wrigley Field because he used to play for the Cubs.
Yes.
But he has 30 games at Wrigley Field, and his strikeout-to-walk ratio is 4.35. So for every walk, he strikes out 4 guys. And his OPS is 698, and the batting average against at Wrigley Field is 224. So that's pretty good.
I have no doubt that
he has 226 strikeouts versus 52 walks in 30 games at Wrigley.
I have no doubt that Darvish is going to come up big tomorrow. I just feel that he's going to. Jameson Taillon, a former Yankee prospect who pitched in the playoffs briefly for the Yankees last year, is the guy for Chicago. The other possibility would have been Colin Ray, but he pitched in relief today.
He did, yep.
So that isn't going to happen. They're not going with an opener or any of that. So it's Taillon. I said he pitched for the Yankees in the playoffs last year. He didn't. He pitched for the Yankees a couple of years ago in the playoffs. Taillon started his career with the Pirates, one of the many, you know, young,
yes, the farm league, to the farm rest league of team. Major League Baseball.
Yes, he started as a farm league guy for the Pirates. He's got a very good career record, 82-60. That's pretty good. He was 11-7 this year, 3.68. So Taillon had a really nice year. He finished the season strong. But we just got to get to him. We got to do it. There's just no other option.
I found Yu's ERA at Wrigley.
Okay.
In 173 and two-thirds innings.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 3.89, which isn't terrible, but it's not great.
Darvish will be good tomorrow.
Trust me. Believe you. I don't know if I can trust you.
I know. Don't trust me. Trust him.
If I go into the game trusting you, but go ahead.
I can't do John Sterling very well, but the Yankees win 4-3 over the Boston. The last batter of the game, Rafaela, the center fielder for the Red Sox, with two outs and the bases empty, hit one to the right field fence. Aaron Judge's back was basically scraping the wall as he caught the ball. He didn't have to jump up and save it, but it was right there.
It was.
I'm sure everybody had to start their hearts over. Yankees on a score in the bottom of the eighth inning, and it was a mad dash by Jazz Chisholm, Scraby. He scored from first on a single.
Wow.
Down the right field line by Austin Wells. Chisholm raced all the way around, slid under the tag. That won it for New York. Series will go to the third game. So all three series so far going the distance.
I think...
As of now.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Reds could be the same tonight, but we'll see.
I want the game to be a little bit...
More interesting tonight?
No, I want it to be a little bit later, the Padres game tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be a 12:08 again.
Okay, there's only two choices now, right? It's if the Dodgers win... It'll be at a certain time, and if the Dodgers lose, it'll be a certain time.
Let me go back to my
little... So you need to figure that out.
Little sheet.
While you're figuring that out...
If I got it right here.
All right.
New York wins and L.A. wins. It's a 2:08 start.
That's our time?
Yes.
You sure?
Well...
Because if they both win, then all... if L.A. wins.
Yes.
So that means there'd only be three games tomorrow.
Correct.
Which means the Padres would play a couple of hours later. At 2:08.
Yes, which...
That's if the Dodgers win tonight.
Correct. If not, they're playing at 12:08 tomorrow.
Then it's a regular 12:08 because all four series will be going again.
Yes.
So that's the two things it's between now, 12:08 and 2:08.
Come on. Ah, that means the Dodgers will win, though.
Yeah. The Dodgers win, it's 2:08. The Reds win, it's 12:08. It's going to be 2:08.
It's going to be 2:08.
Yeah, the Dodgers are winning tonight. I don't see how the Reds can hold up, to be honest with you. All right. Manny Machado.
I knew that was coming.
It had to come today, of all days.
I knew it was coming.
Sammy Leavitt.
No, this is...
it's not Sammy.
This is post-game.
Oh, post-game sound.
Yes.
Manny on the big home run and the big win today.
Manny, as you were headed to the plate, did you expect that you would be... Hitting or walking to first base?
Hitting, for sure.
Okay. I know you say you don't look for anything, but what did you look for and what did you see on?
I saw a split. He threw it to me and Toddy earlier in the game. It was pretty good. So just trying to get something. You know, he throws that fastball up in the zone and change up off of it, so. You really can't sit on anything, but just kind of try to get something on the dish.
What'd you make of today's game? I mean, it was kind of a typical Padres game. You guys manufactured a run, got maybe one shot, and then you're back into your bullpen.
For sure. Score early. We had opportunities, capitalize in that first inning. I struck out. Jackson got the guy over, and then, we got one in. Just we had opportunities today. We capitalized on him. You got to tip our cap to Dylan. He went out there and did a tremendous job. Got us four, and, more at home came in, did three. Mason after that, Suarez. I mean, what our bullpen did today was outstanding. So, you know, we're able to give them the runs early on in the game to, you know, be able to do it.
Vinny. How would you describe the demeanor of your team today? You guys seem really energized, especially, you know, after your home run, after Fernandez in right field.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's what postseason is about, man. It's a beautiful thing to be playing here and in front of these crowds and, you know, what's at stake. So, you know, our boys went out there and, you know, competed as well as we can and, you know, leave it all on the field. And, you know, obviously we have a high energy team with Jackson, Toddy, myself, Arise. You know, but whenever our pitching staff goes out there and does what he did today, Dylan, I think he set the tone for everyone.
Kevin.
Given that you are who you are, why did you expect you would not be walked?
Well, I mean, I don't put a manager's cap on. And I mean, I'm 0 for 6 at that point. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just not thinking about that. You know, I mean, for myself, I was just thinking about trying to get to Managua.
I know the moment stands on its own. It's a postseason game, but it has been a little bit of a scuffle for you. Did you feel toward the end of the season the swing was coming around and that you were on the verge of?
Yeah, I mean, I hit the ball hard yesterday. It was just outs, you know. Sometimes that happens. I mean, both sides of the team yesterday, I mean, we hit balls hard and they just, you know, other than the two home runs that went out, both teams hit the ball hard just right at people. I mean, it's good defense. You got two good defensive teams, two stats that are throwing well. So, you know, sometimes you got to hit it soft and not hit it as hard. You know, to get stuff going, but yeah, I mean, swing's there. It's just gotta continue doing it and continue grinding and having good at bats. I think at the end of the day, I mean, don't worry about your swing. It's just more about having good at bats.
Megan,
you mentioned Shota's pitch mix, how he likes to attack the zone. He's also given up a lot of home runs this year. How can that kind of knowledge help you when you are stepping into the box, knowing, you know, especially a starter when they can be home run prone?
I mean, that knowledge is great, but that knowledge is not great against me. He kind of owns me a little bit. You look at the numbers, I don't do too well. Got one hit, now two. I mean, obviously they've been homers, but other than that, it's been a strikeout. So it's either a strikeout or homer. But yeah, I mean, he threw the ball well, man. He mixed it in. He got our lefty lanes out. You know, we missed a couple pitches up in the zone. I mean, he's got good stuff. You always got to respect it. And he threw the ball well. I mean, he just, you know, I mean, even though I bat before, he threw me a really good changeup down and away. I mean, I think he's probably trying to do the same thing, and he just missed it a little bit.
And then just, you know, they went with an opener to try and limit his exposure to you and Tatis there. Obviously a very sweet moment to hit a homer in that spot. Is there any extra sweetness, vindication, knowing that they were trying to limit how many times he got a look at you guys and that both of you were able to produce in that inning?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's huge, but I'm just happy we won. You know, I know it was going to be a grind, and it wasn't going to be easy, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, nothing's easy at this point of the season. So, just like I told the boys, man, let's just go out there and continue to grind. It's not easy. Nothing's, you know, to climb these mountains is not easy. And you got the best of the best playing right now. You know, who've all had hell of a seasons and tremendous years, and this is why we're here. So, just go out there, compete, enjoy it, and, you know, just leave it on the field.
That's Manny coming off the long ball today. You know, the Padres didn't exactly tear it up again with the hitting.
I'm not going to care about that right now.
Yeah, well, I don't care today, but as I keep saying, they're going to need to hit hopefully tomorrow. Got 7 hits today and 3 walks, but they went 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position.
How many hits did the Cubs have? 4?
Yeah, Cubs had 4. But you're not going to make it if we just take a 1-0 lead in the first inning and try to hang on to it all day again.
No.
None of us are.
No.
So
when they went into the 5th inning, the game was 1-0, and I was like, this is when it went bad yesterday, and I started getting in my head. Thankfully, it didn't.
A lot of stuff gets into our heads when your season's being threatened.
Threatened is a good word.
Jameson Taillon. Interesting name.
It is an interesting
name. He's from Lakeland, Florida. Just thought you'd want to know. Reds are batting in the top of the first at Dodgers. No score. All three of the other series are going to a deciding third game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Padres, if you're just tuned in, will play at 12:08 again if the Reds even the series.
Yes.
Assuming, though, which I think is going to happen, the Dodgers will win tonight. Padres will play at 2:08 mm-hmm. tomorrow. Yeah. Those are your two choices right now.
And we're sorry.
Oh, my God.
Teoscar Hernandez just dropped an easy pop fly. Easy. Just went right off of his glove. Runners on second and third for the Reds.
Like,
now.
If that happened to a minor league player somewhere, I mean, a minor league little leaguer, the fans would have gone, oh, my God, how did he drop that?
Yeah.
That this was a major league right fielder who missed that ball.
I think they're actually seeing if he was in.
He was.
No, he was in fair territory.
Yeah,
so.
The ball landed foul, but it doesn't matter.
He was
clearly in fair territory. So.
That was brutal.
Yeah, he's a terrible fielder, like one of the worst ever. But they can't take him out of the field.
Now, you see his two home runs last night?
Well, and the DH happens to be that Ohtani guy, so they kind of want to keep him in there.
I guess so.
All right. More Gwynn and Chris coming up after we check some traffic. We'll hear from one of the heroes certainly today, Dylan Cease, when we return on Gwynn and Chris. All right,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
21 is the time. Dylan Cease was one of the heroes today. So Padres shut out the Cubs. 3-0 to even things up. In Los Angeles tonight, Teoscar Hernandez. Two homers last night. Just gave the Reds two runs in the first inning. I mean, he honestly dropped one of the easiest fly balls you'll ever see a major leaguer drop. And Sal Stewart, the rookie for the Reds, followed with a two-run single.
That'd be Sal.
Sal is the guy that was like Manny Machado's protege, right?
Yep.
He homered here.
Yep.
And he and Manny shared kind of a wry smile, I remember, when he ran around the bases.
They did, yes.
He came up with a big hit here. Reds lead 2-0. Tani figures to probably cut that to 2-1 when he leads off the bottom of the first here in a moment or two.
Oh, don't even say that.
I can't help it. It just feels like he's going to. It was interesting. Somebody said earlier, how come you guys were down on Dylan Cease? We personally were not down on Dylan Cease.
The person, but the pitcher scared me.
The pitcher scared everybody. And if you're saying anything different, I think you're lying.
There has to be some sort of doubt in the back of your head.
There had to be. You sent a guy out tonight to save your season who is 1-9 with a 5.80 ERA on the road this year. Now, he was an original draft choice of the Cubs.
Yes, he was.
He had a little, that going for him, but Cease really had not pitched well, especially on the road, but he sure did today. Got the first 11 outs. And as Tony said, and we all agreed, if this was a regular game, he would have pitched 6-7 innings today. They would have never taken him out, but yeah. You got your bullpen, you got to win this game. But it still didn't take away from the fact that Cease was big today, and here's what he had to say after the game.
Dylan, congratulations. I know it was big to you, not just to perform today to give your team a chance to win, but maybe with the way the postseason's gone, the season's gone. What did this mean to you today?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, at the end of the day, it was do or die, and, you know, none of us want to go home.
Is it possible that you were maybe as sharp as you've been since when?
Yeah, I was definitely pretty sharp. I don't know. I mean, in some ways, you could argue that was probably one of my sharpest, if not my sharpest of the year. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely solid.
Dylan, last we saw you in the South Side, your fastball was 95.6 for the season. Today you're up to 99.7. Is it a matter of like just because you're only going to pitch four innings, or are you a different kind of pitcher than you were 2 years ago?
I was throwing pretty similar then, but probably a little bit has to do with playoffs and being everything being on the line, but I don't know. I mean, it's pretty similar, to be honest.
Scott.
Hey, Dylan. How do you kind of look? You guys have been here before, as Mike said yesterday. How do you kind of look as a, you know, winner take all situation for Game 3 tomorrow for the team?
Yeah, I mean, we got to do it again. You know, we showed we can do it today. I think we feel good. Obviously, it's gonna be a big challenge, but I feel like we're ready and we're excited for it.
So Vinny, and then Kevin.
Dylan, obviously, we saw Manny get real fired up after the home run. Saw Fernando get fired up after making that catch in right field. What was the energy like for you guys today, with obviously knowing what was on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we played with an edge for sure. We played with energy. And at the end of the day, we played really clean baseball, and, you know, that's what it takes to win at this time of year.
Is this about what you expected in terms of number of pitches, or what was your expectation going in?
I didn't necessarily have an expectation. I, you know, kind of visualized myself going deep and you know, giving us a chance to win, but at the end of the day, I really, like I said, just wanted to give us a chance to win, and that's all that really matters.
You've been fairly positive about the progress that you've made, even yeah. when the results maybe. Was there anything today, or was this a culmination of you having been improving?
Yeah, I feel like I've been improving. It was definitely a bit of a rough year, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is to not let it, kind of keep seeping in into future starts, so... No matter how my previous ones go, I always just try to visualize, you know, positive things and think positive for the next ones, you know.
Go back to Vinny.
Dylan, you said yesterday that you were excited for the playoffs, but you wanted better results than you've had in the past. I mean, now having a game like today, if you guys are fortunate enough to move forward, what sort of confidence does that give you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big confidence builder. You know, playoff baseball is different. You know, it's next level of energy, next level of pressure, and all of that. So, I felt calm and I felt ready for really all my outings in the postseason. But, you know, having a little bit of success is definitely a massive confidence booster. And now we got to get it done tomorrow so I can get another chance.
All right, Dylan Cease. Well done, Mr. Cease. It's funny how things change, because last week we surmised, you and I, Scraby, that Cease wouldn't even be on the roster for the first round because there's no reason to use him. But without Michael King ready, and I believe he's just not right, Cease had to be the guy, and he came through. Tomorrow it'll be Darvish. It'll be Tyon, Jameson Tyon, who's from the Woodlands, Texas.
I thought he was from Lakeland, Florida.
I'm sorry. He was born there. He went to high school in the Woodlands, Texas.
I am learning way too much about Jameson Tyon tonight.
Well, I'm giving it to you now because he's going to be out of the game so quickly tomorrow. Okay. You're not going to hear much more about him.
All right.
That's the plan.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, we still got another half an hour to go. Padres won it 3-0 today. You're aware. Scrappy's going to do a little big five. couple of things we got to get into that we haven't talked about yet. The WNBA finals are set, but the league, I'm not picking on them because you know I'm like want the WNBA to do well, but they're a disaster. They're an absolute disaster going into the most important thing of the year. No one's talking about the matchup in the finals. Everyone's, you know, the commissioner's ripping Caitlin Clark and saying just really dumb stuff, and the players are defending and they want the commissioner gone, and oh my goodness.
It's a crazy situation. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it in sports.
It's a mess. It's a complete mess, and it's too bad for the WNBA. Because I did watch the game last night, or the fourth quarter anyway, Indiana and Las Vegas for the right to go to the finals. I'm telling you, Scraby, these kids were making some plays. And it was an overtime game, and it was a great game. But nobody's talking about it because it's all the other stuff. We'll get into that. Also, what else did you say? You had a couple of other good ones.
Well,
I was going to promote them. Now I can't remember.
Our boss, Adam, heard us talking about, I wonder what the guys in Chicago were talking about.
Yes.
And he sent me a tweet from our sister station, 670 The Score. I believe it's our sister station. But these guys.
Those guys are all over Craig Council now.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll hear what the Chicago people had to say. So stick around. It's all coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up. All right, here we go into the final segment of today. Then, you know, tomorrow we get up and do this all again. We got to win tomorrow, or today just, you know, was an extension of things. So we'll play it either 12:08 or 2:08. You're just going to have to wait for the Dodger game to end tonight or get up in the morning, wherever it is. Go online later this night, this evening, if you're not watching the Dodger game. If the Dodgers win, as we would expect, Padres will play at 2:08 tomorrow. But if the Reds win, and right now the Reds are ahead 2-0, then the game will be Padres at 12:08 like it was today.
Yep.
That's all we can tell you. So you're going to have to kind of keep tabs on that yourself. All right, we're going to get into the Big Five. Scraby's got some stuff. Did you get this from Buster Posey? Into the Big Five?
Which there's many things that came out of Buster Posey's press conference today.
Well, one thing was that he says they're not interested in Bochy as manager.
They are not.
We will see.
He said, okay, so Buster Posey, this is not part of the Big Five.
Okay.
But Buster Posey basically said he wants a manager that's going to work 24 hours a day with him. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Buster Posey's a baseball player. He's a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. But that's what he said, and I don't necessarily think that Bruce Bochy is the kind of manager that they want right now. Not saying it's right or wrong, just saying. That's what.
Yeah,
he's
I don't know that I want to work 24/7 on anything.
I don't know. Me neither.
Frankly, even something I really, really like, I think 24/7 is a little much to ask.
Buster, there's something called a work-life balance that you have to have a little bit. I think he wants a guy who's maybe single, no family, just does nothing but baseball. So,
well, good luck with that, Buster. What is his first name?
Gerald.
There's a more famous Buster than him, I think.
Buster Olney?
Buster
Douglas?
I'm going to say Buster Douglas, more famous. He won the heavyweight thing over Tyson. That still resonates, maybe. I don't know.
I don't disagree with you, but if kids don't know who Tony Gwynn Sr. is these days...
Right, they're not going to remember Buster Douglas.
They have no idea who Buster Douglas is.
Fair point. All right, better get into the Big Five because we won't get there otherwise.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, someone on the chat said Buster Keaton is more famous.
You know, that's even older than me, okay? I just want you to know there's actually was life on Earth before me. That's when Buster Keaton was doing, like, silent movies. But
he wasn't even to the talkie stage.
I don't think
yet.
He made talkies. He might have made a couple, but, yeah, Buster Keaton is another Buster.
I went and I asked Chris, who's Buster Keaton?
Yeah, well, like I said, that's really going back.
Apparently the first stuntman, anyway.
Okay.
All right, Big Five. Chris said earlier in like a just a throwaway comment, I think, I wonder what the guys in Chicago on the radio are talking about right now.
Oh, I know what they're talking about. I just want to hear what opinion. They're saying about it. Yeah.
All right. So 670 The Score, sister station to 97.3 The Fan. They obviously talked about it. And here is Matt Spiegs on 670
right, so
The Score.
They're talking about
council.
Oh,
yeah, I should set it up.
Yeah, right. I should tell people.
Here it is. They were surprised. And so they were talking about council pitching to Manny Machado instead of walking him.
Right.
And here's what they said.
Frankly, here's...
Okay.
I think he went with his gut and was confident in Shota. And this is baseball, that you go with your gut sometimes and it goes against what your gut actually had said before, you know? Or in this case, what happened is you've got a by-the-book manager who is relentlessly emotionless in his thought process. And the way that he describes it, no, they're out-getters, you know, and describes it in a dispassionate way. And then in the moment, he was a player. He was a guy. He was a human who went with his gut and thought, you know what, I think Shota's actually rolling, and he's pretty good. And the result is terrible, so it's shocking. It's just, I thought he was going to stick with the book, and the book worked beautifully yesterday, and he's such a by-the-book guy that it's shocking to see him go with his gut, and it blows up in his face.
Well, that's why I wonder about...
And that's basically the crux of everything, but I think that was a good breakdown.
I'll be honest with you, that's a fair take, but it's really kind to Craig Counsell. I expected, you know, fans in Chicago to be like...
Oh, fans are probably different.
Right, but even radio people, Miss Chicago... I expected a little more. What the hell was he thinking, Matt? Like, this guy's an idiot. I mean, come on.
We both know, Chris, when you are the home of...
You're the home of the team. Maybe you got to be a little
It does help us be a little bit more political.
Grounded.
Because grounded is a way better word. Because I would, you know, maybe go off and say something and then... You know,
as a fan,
realize that I shouldn't have said it that way.
The fans are crazy, and they have a right to be, because I don't get facing Manny Machado when you got lefty-lefty Jackson Merrill on deck. But thankfully, they faced him. And it was Manny himself who said, you know, the way I'm swinging, I might have faced me too.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't make it right.
All right, my question in the Big Five for this is, do you think Craig Counsell loses sleep over that decision tonight? I do.
I don't think so. He's got too much to worry about for tomorrow.
So you think he's already... He is a baseball guy, obviously. He's a manager. He's
Doesn't
a player.
Craig Counsell scored the winning run in two-seventh game of World Series?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
He has.
He scored the winning run in the 2001 Diamondbacks World Series over the Yankees. Okay. Walk-off win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in 97, he scored for the Marlins to beat the...
That's a good trivia
The then
question.
Indians.
I wonder how many other guys...
Nobody! Nobody's ever come close to doing that.
So what you're saying is they should trust him because he scores runs in the World
Series.
Well,
look, I don't know about that. I know that the Cubs are paying him way too much money to make a mistake like that.
That is true. He's one of the highest paid managers in the league.
I hope it ends up costing him. But, you know, look, if the Padres win tomorrow, then it'll be talked about. And if the Cubs win tomorrow, it'll be under the bridge. That's how it'll work.
I think that was a fair take from the guy. But
it's a fair take.
And he wasn't going to go crazy and scorched
earth. But I'm not the.
Because there's a game three.
I'm not the Cub radio
home,
so I don't have to be.
No, and
nice.
If they were eliminated today, I think we hear a different take. I definitely think we hear a different
take. If they're eliminated tomorrow, you'll still hear a different take, potentially.
We will.
Number four.
All right, this goes to the Yankees because Jazz Chisholm had, you know, he had a beef with Aaron Boone yesterday because
he didn't like being benched.
No, he was benched, and I'll tell you why. Former outfielder and Yes Network analyst Cameron Maben quote tweeted a clip of Chisholm speaking to the media with his back turned after not starting Tuesday's 3-1 Game 1 wildcard loss. Here's what Cameron Maben said. The man just had a 30-30 season and then gets treated like a platoon player, and that's unacceptable. The third player in Yankees history to have a 30-30 season. The Yankees instead, end quote. The Yankees instead played Ahmed Rosario at second base over Chisholm, opting for the righty bat who entered the game 6-for-9 with a homer against Red Sox ace Garrett Crochet.
Wow.
So the history is there.
6-for-9 with a home run. Boy, you got to find a way to get the guy in the game. I think that's fair.
And then Jazz Chisholm today scores the winning run in the eighth inning for the Yankees.
Chisholm, that's a classic mad dash he made today. I will say this, for Aaron Boone, who is, you know, getting just grilled, and it's New York, so he expects it. But yesterday did play one left-handed batter against Crochet, and that was Trent Grisham yesterday. And Grisham went 0-for-4 with four punchies. So, you know, I think Aaron Boone knew what he was doing, trying to get some lefties out of there against Crochet yesterday. But Chisholm wasn't happy. But you know what? I don't expect anything different from Chisholm because I don't find him to be much of a team ball player. I think they should put him on a team with Soto, and the two of them can just do their own thing.
I don't think Jazz Chisholm is in the wrong for being angry. 30-30 season is pretty good. And I get you're going with a guy who has a good history against Garrett Crochet, but would you rather have a guy who's shown it to you all season long rather than some matchup? We talk about matchups all the time, and ultimately, what happened in the past doesn't really matter. You might have a good history off of a guy, but if I'm Jazz Chisholm, I feel like he has a right to be
angry.
I don't
know. Bellinger went 0-for-3 against Crochet. He did get a single off Chapman in the ninth inning. Chisholm did bad in the ninth inning against Chapman, and he flied out. Grisham was 0-for-4 with four Ks. Austin Wells was 0-for-3 with two Ks. I mean, they didn't touch Crochet with any of their lefties. I hate to agree with Aaron Boone, but I don't hate to. I like Aaron Boone. So, there.
All right.
Number three.
All right, we'll move to the WNBA real quick because there is some craziness happening. I have never seen maybe Chris, you could fill me in if it's happened, but I've never seen active superstars of your league talking about the commissioner like some of these superstars are talking about the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert. Now, here's Nafisa Collier because they're going through a collective bargaining agreement negotiations. And here's Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx the other day talking about some of the discussions that she had with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert.
At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs. I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything. And in that same conversation, she told me, Players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them.
All right, so that's what she told a player.
Not only a player, one of her best
the star.
Player. Her star player.
Like, and Asia Wilson came out today and said, I am 100% with Nafisa Collier.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Everybody. This is an easy one to be with Nafisa Collier.
Yeah.
I don't care if the commissioner was right. And let me be clear. The commissioner's not right.
No, Caitlin Clark
Caitlin
is making
Clark
her
is not making money because she's in the WNBA. She was already making $16 million a year before she was ever even drafted.
Ever heard of NIL?
I don't. Yeah. So this commissioner is totally wrong. But even if she was right, she just embarrassed herself and her entire league by saying stuff like players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them.
It's all ego.
Wow.
It's all ego.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I understand Engelbert is pretty much planning now to just step down at the end of the season because she knows she's an embarrassment. I feel really bad for the WNBA, the players, the whole league. I watched the game last night, and it was really good, Scrabe. Some of those kids from the Aces in that overtime were throwing up these three-point shots that were spectacular to win the game. Indiana was battling and hanging in there without Caitlin Clark and their best player who left the game in the third quarter, had to be helped off the floor, and their top inside center, Aaliyah Boston, who fouled out. And Indiana was still going toe-to-toe with them. It was a great game. It was great theater. Even the officiating was okay last night.
Wow.
So, you know, I just wish the WNBA could get out of its own way because they have a really good product that's fun for, you know, at least I like it. I know a lot of you do. But, yeah, this is all we're talking about is a stupid commissioner.
Here's what Kathy Engelbert said about the...
Yeah, so we should hear her response. Go ahead.
And it was a statement.
Yeah.
And it says, I have the utmost respect for Nafisa Collier and for all the players in the WNBA. Together, we have all worked tirelessly to transform this league. My focus remains on ensuring a bright future for the players and the WNBA, including collaborating on how we can continue to elevate the game. I'm disheartened by how Nafisa characterized our conversations in league leadership, but even when our perspectives differ, my commitment to the players and to this work will not waver. That tells me someone who does not care. Does not care.
It just tells me that somebody that's really doesn't read the room too well.
Yeah, not at all.
She really dismissed calling for it.
Player, well, if he's calling for it, we got to do it, Chris.
More powerful than me calling for it.
You're right there. Me all too. Right. Me too.
Yeah.
This is crazy. She's going to be looking for a
yeah,
new job.
I just thought those were really, really bad remarks last night that Nafisa Collier shared. And the commissioner did not deny any of them.
No.
She said, I'm sorry that we...
No.
She said, I'm sorry that we kind of see things and they were characterized. No. She was... Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, we've crushed her accordingly. What number are we on? Number two.
Number two.
Veteran cornerback Xavien Howard signed with the Indianapolis Colts in August, hoping to revive his career after four games. Four-time Pro Bowler, former Dolphin, is over it. He retired today. He's 32 years old. He informed the Colts today, and it's going to come after a much criticized performance against the Rams and how he guarded Puka Nacua. Howard was not at practice today, but the team's injury report indicated he was absent because of a personal matter. He said his dream has now changed, and he is no longer willing to put football before his family. My purpose, quote, my purpose has been fulfilled in the sport, but my kids are more important to me than football. I've had a hell of a career, and even though it's ending in a unique way, I'm cool with that because for once I'm putting my family first, and I'm proud and excited about that decision. So, I'm up first. I don't even really have a question.
You don't need a question. I'll just tell you, you know, my thing with Xavien Howard was he was a pretty good Dolphin there for a little bit. I think he was all pro one year. I mean, he was a really good corner cover. But he's similar to a lot of these guys in the NFL. It goes quick. And
he's not
much anymore. And I think he knew it. And I think he felt the writing was on the wall. And Nacua torched him for, was it 17 catches for 130 yards?
He had 17
catches?
Oh, it
was unbelievable.
Are you serious?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, he scored 30-something fantasy points without even scoring a touchdown.
30 or 17 catches?
It was either that or 13 for 170. Whatever it was.
I'm going to look.
Go look. It was a ton. Like, he dominated the game, Puka did. Look it up.
I'm looking. I'm almost there. Puka almost Nacua, there? 13 catches, yeah. 170
okay,
yards,
so I transposed
and a touchdown.
It. Yeah, 13 for 170. So,
wow.
Yeah, Xavien Howard knows it's over for him, and that's okay, so he's smart. I'm still mad at him because I thought he took cheap shots at Tua after the opening game. I don't think it's the way you treat a former teammate like that. Unless, you know, they had an issue in Miami, which I didn't know they did. But for him to say, you know, we got the ball out of there, it was panic mode, we knew we could get him flustered, I thought that was really kind of not, you know, not really, didn't make him in the best light,
no.
Xavien Howard.
No, and I don't like a guy retiring.
Because the Colts beat the Dolphins and he won, but you know what? That's enough. You won. You don't need to say that stuff.
I'm
but
not.
He did.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the guy for retiring because it's his choice, and honestly, football is terrible for you in the long run, but quitting on your team in the middle of a season kind of irks me as well. If someone quit on us, I almost called you Tony. Someone quit on us, Chris, I would be mad about it. I would be like, that's a selfish decision. Just go tell the coaches that you're feeling this way. Maybe you sit out the rest of the season, and help the team with film or something. But to retire. Just get out of there altogether after they signed you.
It leaves
in August.
The team in a bit of a lurch.
A pickle.
Mookie Betts, RBI single. Reds 2, Dodgers 1, bottom of the third. All right, finish it up.
Number one.
This one is crazy, and I don't have time to put it on the stream, but in Cleveland, Dylan Gabriel is now going to be starting for the Browns instead of Joe Flacco.
Explain what Shadur did.
Here, I'm going to show you the video.
Show me the video. You can't put it on the screen?
I can't put it on the screen.
Okay.
But basically, he was asked questions, and all he did was mime back. He didn't say anything.
He wouldn't speak.
He would not speak. And you think that he's speaking right now.
But he was just mime.
Here. I'm going to go back.
Vocally, anything to say?
He's a character.
He is just
saying
nothing.
So he's just mouthing words?
Yes.
He's a strange guy, Shadur.
It's
getting to be that point now. It does speak volumes, though, that the Browns are going with Gabriel, and they're keeping Flacco as the backup. So Shadur is still the emergency.
Yeah.
I don't know this whole Shadur. Are we ever going to get to the bottom of this?
And one day.
And find out the NFL really just has colluded against this kid the entire way, and that the Browns thought, okay, we'll break the mold, but then the Browns found out that everything everyone was saying was true?
One day.
All right. Tomorrow, we'll be on, I think, after the game either way.
Yes.
12:08 or 2:08.
Well, I guess let's set it up. If the Dodgers win, it's 2:08. If the Reds win, it's 12:08 for
right.
The Padres tomorrow.
But either way, we're on after the game.
Correct.
You and I.
Yes.
And we'll be talking about Padres and their trip to Milwaukee. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.